How about that for a win? That one went back and forth. You stressed to me earlier today, pace and space. I thought your team did that phenomenally tonight. What did you take away from it?
Yeah, I thought we did a great job, especially in the first half, of really spreading them out. They're a really long team, really skilled team. And, you know, I thought our guys did a great job of making great decisions and finding the right guy. And, you know, unfortunately, in the second half, we didn't hit as many shots. But, you know, I thought we did a great job of staying composed down the stretch and just making the right play time and time again.
You guys had 37 points in that first half, which is the second most that you've scored in half all season long. Did it feel that way?
You know, it felt like we were, again, I'm probably oversaying this, but making the right play. You know, we were finding guys. We were able to kind of knife our way into some zones and kind of able to spread them out and take advantage of some drives and kicks. And, you know, that's kind of what it felt like. Just kind of felt like a free-flowing kind of offense for us, which is kind of how we want to play.
In the second half, and specifically in that third quarter, Great Bend kind of turned the game around. They got some buckets around the rim. They adjusted into a different zone. What did it take for you guys to adjust in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, kind of a battle of styles there a little bit. And, you know, we were lucky tonight where, I mean, not lucky, fortunate, that we were able to come up with a few loose basketballs. Maybe if a negative play happened, we were able to turn it into a positive. We were able to go make a play. And so we just gutted one out there is what it felt like, you know, because they were kind of just right there. Great Bend's a really good basketball team. They're going to win a lot of games this year. You know, we're fortunate to get them here on our home floor.
You touched on the loose basketballs. That was the perfect way that this game ended. Can you take me through what you saw, what the play call was defensively on those final 6.7 seconds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just wanted to kind of token pressure and make them throw it in ahead of us and kind of make them catch it going backwards a little bit. And then our guys did a great job right down there of kind of getting the ball out of number 14's hands. He's a really good player. He's only a sophomore, so he's only going to get a lot better.
Yeah.
And he played extremely well tonight. But, you know, we kind of did a good job of kind of just making the play keep stringing out, you know. And fortunately, we got a tip on that pass, so they didn't have the opportunity to get a shot off.
It was Emilio Zunt who got the tip. He played phenomenally tonight. He had 16 points. You've talked about your trust with him before. What does that kind of performance say about a player like Emilio?
You know, I think Emilio's done a great job this season of maturing over these 8 games, you know, of knowing that, hey, there's runs within a game. And sometimes it's okay to take a breather, and sometimes it's okay to push. And so I'm really proud of him for the strides that he's taken so far this year. And that's really just a testament to our entire team, too. Man, we stayed composed tonight. And we're towards one goal. We're trying to win this game. I thought every player that put on a jersey tonight got in the game, and I thought we did a great job playing team defense tonight as well.
One of two changes you made to your starting lineup tonight I thought made a really big impact. Raul Munoz finishes with 8, but I thought he had a really good play offensively, moving the basketball around. What did you take away from Raul's performance?
Yeah, Raul's one of those guys. He's going to make the right play, and he has made it kind of all year long. And he's got a high IQ, right? He can kind of shift some guys with some passes and where he moves the basketball. But then he also really tries to find the right guy. If it's not him taking it to the rim, you know, he made a great pass underneath in the first half to Thomas, and he made 2 great finishes there in the second half, both really great decisions for us.
So you talked about how this team had not come off break and looked rusty. They played very well tonight. How do you build on it throughout this January month?
Well, as we talked about before the game, the consistency of habits, right? Can we come in still with that same attention to detail that we have been here these last couple practices? And even extending into right before the break, you know, I thought we did a great job paying attention to the detail and just keep building proper habits throughout the year.
Coach, congratulations on the victory.
Thank you
very much. That's your first LAC win.
Thank you very much.